Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 443. We're up to a brand new franchise. We are tackling RoboCop's franchise. We're going to do all three films of the franchise, plus the remake that came out in 2014, I believe, was the date it came out. But yeah, we're going to tackle the first, the 1987 version, and we're going to be tackling the director's cut of RoboCop. So with that said, I'm your host, Ash Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So what was your experience with RoboCop?
So this year, this movie came out 87. That's when I was born. So obviously I didn't see it, you know, when it came out because I was a baby. But I actually, my experience with RoboCop is I'm pretty sure RoboCop 2 is the first RoboCop I ever saw. And I was only familiar, RoboCop's one of those things where it's like, I think even if you didn't see the movie, you know what it is. You know what I mean? You know, there's those movies where like people have never seen it, but if you show them a picture, they'd be like, oh, that's RoboCop. I feel like it was one of those, like I had a toys of RoboCop, but I had not seen the movie because they're rated R. I think I saw RoboCop 2 on TV when I was a kid. This one, the first time I watched it was when I was a little older. I want to say I was in my teenage years when I started like buying movies and stuff. And I had a Blu-ray. I had a director's cut Blu-ray steelbook or metal pack thing. And I watched it. That was the first time I saw it in full. Since then, I've seen it maybe like 3 or 4 times. So I didn't, you know, wasn't around for the theater for it. And it's definitely the second one I saw, but it's the first one I remember. I don't really remember RoboCop 2 that much. I just know I've seen it.
Yeah, for myself, I remember seeing this with my dad. It's like one of the first films I think I see. And it's not the director's cut. I remember freaking out when I saw this on TV because I think it had to be like a TV cut or something because I remember Murphy getting blasted and I was just like, whoa. And I was like, oh my God, it looked real to me. It looked real. I'm like, holy crap. He's shot. His hand is all like this. And he's like, oh. And I was like, holy crap.
And his whole arm gets blown off.
Yeah, they ripped. I mean, they tore him a new one, but we'll talk about that because the theatrical cut doesn't even have all that cuts of him getting destroyed. All the blood stuff.
Yeah, and you can tell where they added it in on the director's cut. It looks a little different.
All the footage looks different in the 4K, which, we'll talk about. But I enjoyed it, buying it. Then I started to watch it more once I got older and stuff, and I enjoyed it. But yes, financially, how did RoboCop do in the 80s? Well, not that bad. Budget-wise, was $13 million. It's crazy. And it's, if you look at the footage, it looks pretty good.
It looks super good.
So what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, like, if you look at this movie, like even the scene where Lewis comes to where he's like after he gets shot by the cops and she takes him to that abandoned factory and he takes off his helmet and it's like the back of his head is like a robot and the makeup of and that alone looks better than like I'll just tell you right now, it looks better than the movie we're gonna record after this, and it came out 10 years before and the budget was only $13 million. Like it's improved. Paul Verhoeven, visually, his movies look great for their budgets.
No, I absolutely agree. Well, worldwide, it made $53 million. And I know for a fact that even if you rock inflation and buying a home video, this thing is successful.
Four times the budget. Yeah. If you do 4 times your budget, you're doing good.
I mean, it warranted 2 other sequels, plus a remake. So they did something right. But now we got to see if the critics and the audience enjoyed RoboCop.
I was going to say, too, that doesn't factor in all the other crap. Like I had toys of RoboCop. There was video games of RoboCop. It's as a property, it's made tons of money. Well, you know what? Pretty successful with the with critics and audiences. This has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes as far as the critics are concerned, and general audiences an 84. So it's very high for both critics and audiences. I would wager to say it's a classic film, even though it's my age. It's literally 38 years old. I feel like once you get past 30, you could start being, throwing around the word classic. I don't like using it for anything less than like if the movie's 10 years old, I can say, oh, that's a classic. No, not yet. I feel like this has reached the amount of years and it's well received. So I would apply it here.
What I'm shocked about these numbers is that the critics is higher than the audience.
Yeah.
That's my shocking factor of these numbers right now. But
I know why, and I have a theory of why.
But all right, so let's get into it. Lead character, Alex Murphy, played by Peter Weller, as RoboCop. So what you got?
From Star Trek, the Star Trek Into Darkness. All right, I hope nobody gets mad at me for this.
Oh, boy.
I got to speak my truth. I gave RoboCop Alex Murphy a 4 out of a 5. I did not give him a perfect score. Now, I understand this is one of those scenarios where I really like, I watch the movie and I'm like wrestling with my scores. I'm like, what? You know, like, I'm really, because I've seen this movie enough times where this is not a first time watch. It's not, I know the movie. So I'm really trying to like hone in on what is good about it and what is not good about it. And I'm watching this character and I know he's iconic. It's one of those things where you have to, I almost have to take that out. Like, okay, I know RoboCop's an iconic character, very well written, great character. And I think it's a very good character. My reason why I didn't give him a 5 is you do not get to spend enough time with him as Alex Murphy, the man, before he's Alex Murphy, the RoboCop. You know what I mean? Literally, he shows up in this precinct. He's a new cop in Detroit. He gets a partner, and on his literally first job, he gets murdered. So all you know is in the little flashback that he has a wife and a kid. You never get to see him with them. You never get to interact with them. I feel like the movie's only like an hour and 40 minutes, which I'm not mad at. This is like, I could have used 5 minutes at the beginning to see him like maybe leaving home before going to something that just like latch on a little more, because he's kind of just a random guy if you think about it. There's no, as far as the character is concerned, he's just a cop. He's a random cop, does a job, gets murdered, then he becomes RoboCop. Now as RoboCop, that's the meat of the movie, and I do like him. I think he's very good. Him, you know, having the memories and starting to like remember who he is, and I love the end at the end when he's like, "Who are you?" and he's like, "I'm Murphy," instead of RoboCop or whatever. I like that, but not enough to get a 5 from me because I wish I knew the man before the RoboCop a little more. I'll still give him a 4. Great character and iconic. Again, iconic look, great performance. Man's moving around like this. He's like walking like a robot. He looks like he's dancing the robot at some points. I love it. So I gave it a 4.
All right. So I agree. I gave it a 4.5. This is my first 0.5 that I gave it. And the reason why I gave it a 4.5, I think not even performance. I just think RoboCop himself. To me, I had to give the 0.5. I mean, I could have given him perfect because I could have for nostalgia or whatever. I could have slapped it. But I didn't want to go down that route with this review. I wanted to try to give it the most positive review I could. And I think a 4.5 would work. And for me, what worked was I love the dilemma between the robot and human towards the end. It just works so well. And I'm not even talking about Peter Weller's acting. Because I mean, he did a great job with the role. You're right. We don't get to see him interact with his wife and kid. Only on a flashback that he starts to solve his own crime. I mean, let me just tell you, once that starts to happen, the movie kicks up. I don't know why. I think it gets great. It just starts to become really cool when he starts to have his flashbacks getting shot by Clarence. I thought it was really good. Now, like I said, he doesn't remember Lois, which I thought that was really cool, because it would have sucked that he, like, his memory just came back. Like, hey, Lois.
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, like, so it would have worked. So I kind of liked that she was still talking to him, and then he trusted her once she said, "I'm your partner." I thought that was cool. But yeah, in a whole, I think it's a great, you're right, it's an iconic character. I mean, you look at 80s, one way or another, RoboCop will be in that montage of 80s movies. Somewhere, somehow.
Yes.
Him in the car, him opening up the door in the convenience store, whatever you want to call it, that is an iconic character, and you're right. I had no flaws with him. Yeah, besides that, other than that, I didn't find nothing that I was like, wow, this, if they would have did this, no. I thought it was pretty cool at the end of the day. So I give him a 4.5 for performance. Okay. Main villain. Now you got Clarence and you got a group of friends.
You got Dick Jones, really, too.
Your boy, so, Dick Jones.
Dick Jones, yeah. As the, he's like a higher president up in the OCP. He's the senior president of OCP. And then you have Clarence Boddicker, who's, of course, played by Red Foreman, as I know him from that 70s show. Kirkwood Smith is the actor. A 5. I give the villains a 5. I did. Now, I know you can say, "Oh, Nate, let me get RoboCop a 4." Well, listen, the villains get scored a little differently than heroes in these movies, because they're not the one you follow for most of it. So, first of all, let's start with Dick Jones. This guy is just such a piece of crap, dude. I would have gave it a 5 if it was just him, but yeah, when Ed 209 blasts that guy, and he's still like, "That's okay. It's just a glitch." The old guy's like, "A glitch? We're going to cost $50 million. Then he kills his coworker because he comes up with RoboCop and he freaking blows up his house while he's in it. He's like, "You mess with the wrong guy," when they're in the bathroom. He's such a piece of crap. He hires Boddicker to like do all these crime. He's like going to let him be in charge of all the crime in the construction area of the new city and all this stuff. He's the worst. All right. Then you have Clarence Boddicker. He's the best. This guy, he's like the fun villain of the two. Yeah. Dick Jones, corporate, bigwig, rich, annoying. I hate him. Boddicker, I also hate him, but like you love to hate him. You know what I mean? Like he's disgusting. He's when he hits on the receptionist at the end, I always hated it. He puts his gum on her little name plaque, and he's like, maybe you can. He's got like scars. I'm like, no, no one wants you. And then he's like, you can keep the gum. I'm like, ew, nobody wants that crap. He's gross. He blows people up. He shoots people. He kills people. And technically, he killed Alex Murphy. So he killed our hero. Our hero got resurrected as a robot. That's the only reason. So just for that, I feel like any movie where the villain kills the hero, it almost defaults to a 5 and then you got to mess it up. I gave him a 5. They never messed it up. I like the little gang, honestly. The black guy's funny. He said, that girl was looking good. I took her out. What does that mean? He took her out and then he starts laughing. Like, and they got like a Native American looking guy. They got like an Asian, a black guy. They're multicultural. I gave it a 5. I love the villains in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You said everything. I gave him a 5, too. Well, first of all, Dick Jones is one of the... First of all, the actor, I think in the 80s, going forward, was like Ronnie a villain Cox. On everywhere. Yeah, Ronnie Cox was like everywhere. He was like the captain of the Beverly Hills Cop.
Eddie Murphy. That's right.
He was the good guy on that one. He mostly played bad guys, I believe, in the
80s. He was in some kind of hero. I don't know some of these. Beverly Hills Cop, Vision Quest, Steel Justice, Beverly Hills Cop 2, RoboCop. Man, this guy had a lot of... Total Recall? That's right. He was in... Yeah. He was Cohagen in Total Recall. That's what I always remember him from. I hate him in that, too. Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he has a lot of credits under his belt, Ronnie Cox. And rightfully so. He does look like a CEO dickhead, like when you see him. Plays him very well. You're right. That scene when the dude gets shot up was kind of funny. He's like, don't point the gun at me. Point it at 209.
Yeah. The guy's like, trying to hide behind people. Yeah. Push him away. That poor guy. He gets obliterated.
Oh, no. He gets destroyed. I mean, we'll talk about that in action because he does. But anyway, Ryan Cox, and the ending is also dope with him, right? Where RoboCop can't do nothing. He put a safety. Like, he literally went into RoboCop's software and put a safety device on himself.
Oh, that's so annoying. You can't shoot me. Directive number 4 is don't shoot this guy.
Yeah, like he literally went in. If you go into the hero's mainframe and change it up for yourself, that's badass card for me. I was like, okay. Now, Clarence alone is so dope. I love when he's smacking all his friends around. He's like, you burn the money! Ah! And he's throwing the money at him. He's like, this is shit. And then he's like, Clarence? What? He's like, we got cops.
They just start shooting at him.
He's like, can you fly, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. He kills his own guys. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true.
You know, you have that scene.
Classic villain
but then
move.
Again, him and RoboCop went at each other. When RoboCop falls, the steel falls on RoboCop, and he's hitting him. And then he's like, why don't you die? And he stabbed him, and he went, Rah! And the RoboCop went, ching, and stabbed him in the neck. Spike. Oh, yeah. I loved it. I was like, man, this is really good. But Clarence as a whole was really good. Even the scene he kills Alex Murphy, you're like pissed off. He's like, all right, I can't watch this shit. And then he shot him in the head.
It's true.
They literally lit him up, and he was, you know, I mean, he was the antagonist. He was like, nang, 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 nang. Boom! Shot him with a shotgun.
I just think Kurtwood Smith is a good actor. Like, he's fun to watch. He's a fun, like, bad guy. You know?
Yeah, he was really good there. I mean, over the top 80s, but he did it perfect. Like, he was that character. Oh, and then my favorite line out of the whole movie with him. He's like, leave, bitches.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He goes to that guy's house.
Yeah. We tell the ladies, he was like, leave, bitches. I told the prostitutes to leave. But anyway, 5 across the board here. Okay, action sequence.
All right. This is another one similar to Lead where I'm like watching it and I'm like, I'm like between a 4 and a 5. 4 and 5. The whole time because there's plenty of action. And ultimately I landed on a 5. Down to five. This to me, for 80s, you know, we've already talked about this a million times. Not my best decade as far as action is concerned. I mean, just in movies in general, I know a lot of people love 80s movies. I do like a good amount, but the action is always kind of hit or miss for me. Here, I just think it hits for the most part. First of all, it's super violent. I love R-rated. They leaned into their R rating. Bro, when that guy is melted and gets hit by the car and just turns into like a water balloon, it's always gross. I've seen it 10 times. It's gross every time. His finger skin is like hanging off. And that guy would have been me when he goes to the other guy. He's like, get off me. Don't touch me. He says, don't touch me.
He said, don't touch me, bro. Man. Like,
bro, don't touch me with your disgusting hands. Ew. But the gore effects are amazing. Alex Murphy's murder scene is like, it's over the top, but in the right, like it works in the movie because of the type of movie that it is. So that's great when Ed 209 destroys that guy. I even like when he's already dead and he just keeps shooting. He's like, shoot him in the legs and stuff.
Yeah. He tore him up.
He tore him up. He gets wrecked. The only downside, and this is not the fault of the movie, it's the time it's made, is like the stop motion Ed 209 parts.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold. I did not minus points for it. I'm just saying, if you've never seen it, those parts do look their age because they did build an Ed 209 because when he's not moving, it's a real thing. It's just when he's fighting, it always makes me laugh that he can't walk downstairs. How did they not think of, like, there's robots in a city and he gets to a stair and he's like, ugh. He's like thinking about it. He's thinking about it. And he goes to take the step and he just falls over. He's like a baby. He can't move. That part's hilarious. Other than that, dude, this movie hits. Everything hits. The action is awesome. Run RoboCop goes to that factory and just like, just shooting everybody with that gun. Fantastic. They blow up a whole entire gas station and it's like a real explosion. And I love the shot because then it's a wide shot and you see RoboCop walking out with the gun. Five. It's great.
Yeah, I agree. It's a five. I mean, it's a five. And what you said, like, even with the Ed 209 claymation or whatever, whatever it was called.
Stop motion.
I liked it because for that movie, it worked because I know we're in the future. Like, it's okay. Like, if this was done now, I would be like, oh, what are we doing with this claymation? Like, it doesn't work for this type of thing, right? Even with Evil Dead, when he does the claymation with his dead girlfriend and she's dancing. I was like, okay, it worked for that. So you're right, the squibs in this is the perfect amount of blood squibs. I mean, that dude, and you could see it pop. And I think that's what I liked about it. Like, it doesn't look fake and stuff, but like when you really see it in motion, he got that dude in the office got torn up from the floor up. I mean, he was just like pop, 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 pop. And I love people's reaction. Like, don't touch him.
Paramedic. What the frick's a paramedic gonna do? The guy got shot 85 times.
Yeah. I mean, and those were like 50 caliber. They had to be 50 calibers or something because he just kept shooting and they sounded loud. But I loved it. I thought it was cool. I don't know why. I thought that was cool. You're right. When they killed the creator of the RoboCop, I thought it was pretty cool, which I still don't understand why he just didn't get up and grab it. He crawled and I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So that was cool. And you're right. The drug sequence was pretty good. And I think it's the music is what elevates all the action sequences. I think so. And especially, and I'm catching goosebumps. I think for me, when I elevated this to a five, because I had it at 4.5 going towards the whole movie, I was like, okay, this is pretty good. The music is there. That ending, bro. When he was like, I can't arrest him. I can't do nothing because he works for this company. And he's like, what evidence do you have, officer? And he puts it in. And he was like, I killed Norton because he made a mistake. And I corrected that mistake. And he was just like, Dick, you're fired. He was like, thank you. And then the music kicks in. And then he just shot his ass out the window. Now, the claymation at the end was horrible of him falling out the window. But if you watch the documentary of RoboCop, which is a very good documentary that came out, they talk about that. And they said they didn't have the budget and they gave it to a company that didn't know what.
You could tell.
Yes, you could.
I was like, why do his arms look so long? Why
they did not know.
Like a human.
Yeah, they didn't know what. It was just so funny. And they were like, when they saw the playback, they were all like, this looks like shit.
I forgave it because the rest of it's so good. But yeah, that part looks the worst.
I love the director. I mean, not Paul, the guys who put the film together. He was like, they look like shit, but we had a deadline.
That shit well, was hey, you know, $13 million budget. You know, I yeah. also like. I forgot. I love when Lewis is like in the water and she has that sniper rifle and she shoots that thing and it just explodes. It has like explosive rounds and that dude is in there. He's like, he dropped the metal on RoboCop. And he just gets blown up. And then Clarence is just like, he's like staring at it. He's like, shoot, blown up. It's so good.
Yeah. So I mean, like for me, there's so much cool elements here. Even and it's funny, right? Because even the action sequences give you a hint of emotions, right? Like for instance, when RoboCop starts to get shot by his own people, I was getting tight. I was like, yo, bro, he's on your side. The they lit his ass up. RoboCop got. But even still, that's an action sequence. But it was still emotional because you're like, bro, this dude is doing good, and the bad guy is telling you that he's bad, and he's really not that bad. And even the cops are like, he's a cop for crying out loud. They didn't do those nothing to cops. Help him.
Come on, yeah. Shoot this guy, man. He's like, get out of here. We're gonna shoot him anyway. And I like how he escapes, like rolling through the garage, like under.
And then Lois picks him up. So I like that. I thought it's cool. And then the cool part is when he was like, I think you should go. And she goes, no, you're my partner. He smirked, and then he's just like, he goes his way. She went the other way with the car. So I thought overall, I think Paul did a great job with the budget and the action sequences because it fits the movie. It's an iconic part of the film. Yeah. All right, storyline.
All right, this is what, to me, this is what elevates this movie into the status that it has. I gave it a 5. I think it is both a great satire, sort of the consumerism, the with the big corporations pretty much running the police, even though they're not police officers, you know, OCP. I think this is what I was going to get to with the critics. Remember, you were like, it's interesting they're higher. I think that's why, because I think intellectually it's a very good film besides just being an action movie. I think it's very well written, great script. I agree with you. I like it's working on a lot of different levels, right? Like you have you can watch this as like a sci-fi action movie with a robot cop that's going around cleaning up the streets. And you could watch it as just a great film with a good story when he's trying to solve his murder. Like, I agree with you. You know, you touched on it before. That adds that adds some layers to him after he's the RoboCop already. You know what I mean? And there's like some comedy in here. And again, it's an hour and 43 minutes. It's like the perfect runtime. I don't have any problems with anything that happens. So I had to give it a 5.
You said everything. I gave it a 5 too. I watched this director's cut and I'm like, man, even the director's cut is dope. Like the theatrical cut is good, shorter version of the director's cut. But I think the director's cut adds more to the story, right? It adds more to the story. Plus it gives you more gore. So if you're into the gore fest, like you love gore, like I think this is the best version, and no joking, this is the best version of RoboCop everyone should check out. Yes. The director's cut. It's the best version. You get the good storyline. You get gore galore. Even in the drug sequences, which they didn't show much in the theatrical cut, but he's lining dudes up. Like he's like 2 feet away from the dude and he's shooting him with his gun. Yes. That is so freaking crazy. Like it's really well done. I really like it. And even the scene that I was like, yeah, hell yeah, RoboCop. Like I was getting into it was also the scene that when Clarence is at the, you know, Lois gets shot up and then he's like, you're looking for me. And then Clarence is like standing down. He goes, but you're a cop. He goes, not anymore. And I was like, oh shit, you're done. Like this dude's directors just went straight like killing mode. Like he was like, I'm killing you because I remember you killing me. Like I love that scene because he got scared. He was like, can you drop this now? Like, and it's a cool sequence because like in the beginning, good full circle moment, because in the sequence with the drugs, he was gonna kill him, but then he goes, you're a cop. The director stopped him. But then in that moment when he took his helmet off and everything, he's just like, I'm Murphy, the human / cyborg. I could do now what I could do. So like he still has his directors, but in that moment, no holds barred. He's like, you're a cop killer. Like you're done.
Full circle thing, the way he gets shot up by the criminals and then the same thing happens, but it's police this time. It's the same setup, right? A bunch of guys shooting at him. Like Alex Murphy takes so much bullets in punishment. This movie.
Yeah.
And so it's like interesting, like early on, he's a cop getting shot by bad guys, lit up. And then later on, he's a cop getting shot by cops the same way. I thought it was like an interesting sort of scene that happens twice, but a little different.
You know? Yeah, it's like very parallel, like when you look at it. And then he gets to that office, he's like mad pissed off. He opens that door, he's like, what can I do for you, officer? Dick Jones already knows, like, okay, he's coming in for me. So, yeah, I mean, oh, my favorite line is, goes, this old geezer is going to get it.
But about his boss?
Yeah, he was like, this old geezer. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think you have a lot of elements into the story that works with a lot of people. You got a lot of emotions, and I'm not talking about crying. It's just it gets you very invested into the film that you really start, and it's not many, and you could testify because you watch a lot of movies in the theater and stuff. There's not many movies that when you're watching it, you're so heavily invested in the hero going from the lowest lows to the highest highs that you're really invested in. You're getting pretty pumped up once he starts doing stuff or getting his revenge or killing the dudes that did him wrong. And this movie does it. It's been 30, 40 years since this thing released. And I'm going to be honest, 38. The more I... 30, right? Like 30 years, 38. This thing is released, you still get the emotions like you're watching it for the first time. I'm just like, holy crap. Like he gets destroyed. You're like, whoa, this sucks. But then when his memory starts to kick in and I thought that was pretty cool. So yeah, that's a 5 there. Okay, overall.
Yeah, speaking of theater, if this gets a 40th anniversary in the theater in 2 years, I'm going. I would 100% watch this in the movie theater. 100%. This is like a movie that it probably was awesome to see on the big screen. It's a big movie that they made it for $13 million, right? But it has the feel of a big, even like a modern day big budget movie. There's explosions and action. And again, it has everything. And also this reminds me of Starship Troopers. Remember? Same director, obviously. But like with the ads at the movie starts with like a news broadcast. Mm-hmm. You're like, what am I watching? They're like doing the news. Then there's a commercial for like artificial hearts. But I think all that goes a long way to like set up the world you're in the future. Yep. You know what I mean? Starship Troopers, he did the same similar thing where he's showing like these PSAs for joining the military. And it's probably a good double feature. I've never watched them back to back, but I bet you it's a pretty fun, back to back watch. 5 out of 5 for this movie. It's fantastic. It holds up extremely well. You're right. By the end of it, you're so hyped up. And then the end just comes up. Like the movie just sort of ends. He's like, I'm Murphy. And then it's like, RoboCop. And I'm like, yes, that is how you end a movie. There's no like extra bits where you're like just limping to the finish. The thing gets going and it finishes strong. Great performances. I like everyone. Like I like Nancy Allen as Lewis. Peter Weller, I think, did an amazing job having to play a robot, but be a little bit human in there. You know what I mean? I thought he was great. Dick Jones, that character, Ronnie Cox, he's so good at playing that character, Miguel Ferrer and Kurtwood Smith. Like, I like all the actors in this. It has good acting, good visuals, great music. I love the score here. Like, all the way down, I took it out because, like, this poster, this is, like, one of the best posters. If you don't know what the movie is and you're like, what the heck is RoboCop? And you see a cop man robot getting out of a cop car. Amazing. I love this poster. I love this movie. I give it a 5.
You said everything. I gave it a 5 too. I will always watch this movie. There will be never a time that I go, I don't want to watch RoboCop. I will watch it whenever I want. It I still don't feel holds for up.
RoboCop today.
Yeah. No. I really love this movie. And, you know, like I said, you could watch either version, theatrical, non-theatrical. You could watch the director's cut and you will still be into it. The emotions will still be there and all the torment this guy goes through. And I think it's great. And I think everyone did from the cast, crew, special effects department. They did a great job in all that. And in my head, we didn't touch on it much, but I did love the Black Lieutenant. Yeah. Oh, I loved him. He is so funny. He's yelling at everybody.
You want them to go on strike and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, this town needs police officers.
We're getting killed out there.
Yeah, so that's good. 5 there. All right, what's your total points?
Yeah, and by the way, if you really want to feel nostalgic and feel like a little kid, disc 2 of this 4K has the edited for television version of the film featuring alternate dubs, takes, and edits, and it's 95 minutes long. So they have the TV version with like no cursing, no blood, no. You're like, you know what, kids? I want you to see what I saw when I watched this on TNT. It's on there, so I like that. As a feature. 24 out of a 25, nearly perfect. You know what? I felt felt, I don't feel bad because I stick by my what I said, but like, man, if they could have just gave me 5 extra minutes, maybe 10 with Murphy as Murphy, would have been a 25 out of 25. That's my only kind of little thing. Other than that, 24.
Yeah, I give this a 24.5.
Yeah.
Half a point. I agree with your, I wanted to see more him with his son doing that TJ laser stuff. I think that would be
cool. Oh yeah, because that's like such a throwaway thing. He's like, can you do that, Dad? And then later in the movie when he's RoboCop, he does it, spins it around and puts it in. You know?
But you know, that was pretty cool because I loved it too, because that's how Lois knows it was him.
Right.
Because he used to do it when they were getting coffee and he's doing the gun thing. And he's, oh, my son has a kick with this show and all that. And I was like, and I liked when he was in the shooting range and then he does it. And she was just like, hey.
More TJ Laser references. I don't know what that is, but I would watch that. I mean, it's fake, obviously, but like, if that was a real thing, I'd be watching some TJ Laser, bro. Let me tell you.
All right, Nate, what's going to be up next on the podcast?
All right. So, pairing along with this RoboCop franchise, we're going to be doing comic book films that to this point have only one movie, no sequels, no franchises or anything like that. We're kicking it off with 1997, I believe. 1997's Spawn. So, we'll be watching that. And then next week, we will continue on with RoboCop 2, the first one that I've ever seen. And also, I don't really remember much. I bet when I watch it, I'll be like, I remember this part. Or I remember this part. But for now, I don't really remember. I know you have not seen it before, right?
No, I never seen Spawn. Spawn or RoboCop 2. I never seen those. Yeah. So
a couple first time watches for Alan.
Yes, pretty much. But okay, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episode. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Other than that, I'm your host, Adi Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.